T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH.
1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Your sports station.
Welcome back. The final full segment of The Drive on this Monday, contentious Monday afternoon and early evening. Music from the television show Scrubs is the theme for the music this week. And this is, of course, Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. Let's bring in the great Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. Joanna, do you ever watch Scrubs? You ever catch up on Scrubs on Hulu, or used to be on Netflix, I think? You ever seen that show?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it back in the day. I mean, that's a fairly old show, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. I think it started in like the year 2000 or maybe 01, but it's pretty significantly old. But it holds up, I'll tell you that right now.
So you're currently watching it?
Yeah, I'm watching it with my daughter, which is sometimes a great decision and sometimes not so much. Because there are a lot of pretty explicit references. But, you know, we talk about these things.
Well, when you can have that open dialogue, that's awesome. However, it still doesn't make it any less uncomfortable.
You are correct about that. But we get through it. So I don't know if we've talked extensively, maybe once, since high school basketball kicked back up since Christmas, since the Christmas break. What has been your takeaway? Has much changed? It still feels like there's a whole lot of a season to be played, and it starts with the tournaments coming up.
Well, I think mid-season tournament is always one of the fascinating times because, you know what, you come in feeling pretty good about yourself, and you can leave feeling pretty crappy about yourself. You know, taking fourth in a tournament, you're going 1-2. And I think that even taking fifth in that tournament feels better than taking fourth. It's a moral victory, of course, to get to the semifinals. But teams, this is an opportunity for some momentum building to really make that final push in the second half of the season. And so I think it's really exciting to go into these. Plus, it should be a good opportunity for teams to really focus on that bonding time. A lot of these teams, they head out of town or they're spending a lot of time with each other. And I think that that can really do wonders for your team as well.
Joanna Chadwick, our guest from Vibe Magazine, she writes about high school sports. I wanted to get into some of the tournaments. I haven't seen many brackets. I've only seen one, actually, and it's the one in Dodge City. I know it's not kind of like it usually has been with some 1A schools out there. It's mostly big schools, and campus plays east. I know Bishop Miege is out there. This is going to be an exciting tournament, an interesting tournament.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Dodge City is one of those tournament that switches out each year. McPherson is the same one, so you've got Heights heading out there, you know, and whereas Derby, which usually heads out there, is headed to McPherson this year. It's kind of interesting to see what those teams are going to be doing, but it's also great to see the teams such as Bishop Miege coming out there, because it's a different competition. What's always frustrating to me is when we just see those same teams who would play in league, you know, they'll face each other 3 times a season because they meet league. And so I love it when they sort of match up teams from different leagues. I just think it makes a big difference. If you're to look at the Halstead tournament, which I wrote about actually online at ksbite.com, it's the 50th year of the Adolph Rupp tournament. And they've got teams seeded 1-6 who have a chance to win it. I mean, you've got Andale at 4-3. And I don't think I can hit all of their losses off the top of my head, but they've lost to Andover, and they've lost to Collegiate. I know for sure, and I cannot remember the third one that they've lost to. Those are legitimate losses. that shouldn't bring you down too much as a program. And I think that they're going to make a push second half of the season. And you've got Garden Plain and Haven and Rose Hill out there and Cheney. So love the tournaments like that. And that's mentioned of ABCPL, CPL for the most part.
I feel like this is one of those questions that puts you on the spot, but it seemed like forever, for a long time, it would be Bishop Carroll. They'd maybe struggle a little bit going into a midseason tournament. They'd come out of that pretty well, and then they'd go on a run in the second half of the season. They don't need to go on a run. They've already on a run. So is there a team that you can think of that might be really well positioned for a strong second half of the year?
Well, I think Bishop Carroll is an outstanding team. And they are doing exactly what they should do with a team that's like that. They've got so much talent. They've got experience. They come in unbeaten into the McPherson tournament as the top seed. They'll have McPherson on their side as the three seed. And Derby, which has lost two straight, is the three seed on the other, or the two seed on the other side of the bracket. I think, you know, that win that they have, the 10-point win over Capen, says a lot about them and what they can do. You know, there's no doubt that the two best teams heading into midseason tournament have got to be Campus and Bishop Carroll. I think Andover is right there. I'm curious to see what Derby's going to do in the tournament after falling very close games to Andover and to Campus, to see how they do coming out. But, you know, those are all teams that we definitely need to be keeping an eye on. And, you know, Capen with only two losses and a loss to Carroll, that's no joke either. I mean, I think that they're a really strong team with, I think, their only other loss is to Andover.
Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine is our guest. I want to go back to the Dodge City tournament. Bishop Miege against Campus, what would a game like that look like? I don't know enough about Miege. I assume they're awesome. We know Campus is really good. So is that an even matchup?
That's a really good question. I don't know Miege as well as I once did. I don't see that they have the names that we all do as they did when they had Bowl Bowl and was it Jeremiah Robinson Earl, if I'm getting that right. You know, they had some phenomenal talent there, but that is always a good program. And I think that they're definitely, that they will push Campus. Campus has got to be pleased, though, that they did get pushed against Derby and Salina Central, because what that did is those tests really showed what they can do in those tight situations, so that I think that they can go into a tight matchup with Miege and feel pretty confident about what they'd be able to do down the stretch.
You mentioned Halstead earlier. Lonnie Lawler no longer at Halstead, but won a state title there. He's at Belle Plaine now. First part of that question, how's Lonnie Lawler doing at Belle Plaine? And B, do you think he's better suited for these smaller town jobs as opposed to when he coached at Carroll and Derby? Seems like he's acclimating himself pretty well to these jobs.
Oh, boy, that's a really tough question.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Lonnie has had success wherever he's been. He got his first title when he was out at Halstead, and I think that one, I know for me, kind of felt like, wow, I did not predict that one. And then the team that he takes over at Belle Plaine, they're loaded. I mean, that is a team with Eli Wiseman, Austin Hill, and Tim Bible. Those three are really good players, and especially at that 3A level, but just not even just that 3A. They're just really good players. They can score. They've got a very much an up-tempo team, and they had a good team the past couple of years. So for him to come over and step into that situation, that was a good move. I don't know. I mean, I don't – you know, I know what the knocks are on Lonnie, but I also know what his upside is. And no coach is going to be popular 100% of the time. I once had a parent say to me when I picked their coach as coach of the year for El Metro, have you even talked to any of the players or coaches to see why you would pick her as All Metro coach? Well, at some point in time, every coach is going to run into some struggles with the program. That's like parenting. And so I look at the success that he's left behind him wherever he's gone, and I say, you know, he's probably a good person to have in that spot.
Yeah, he can be polarizing at times. There's no question about that. You know, we've talked about suburbs getting a lot of boys basketball players that may have gone to Wichita schools. It's happened in football. Is it happening in girls basketball too? Because not that I'm, you know, at the forefront of the knowledge about City League girls basketball, but it seems like it's going through a transitional period as well. Is that fair to say?
Well, the Heights team is loaded. I mean, you've got three future Division I players for sure in Lanaya Randall, Zina Walker, and, of course, Taylor Jamison, who has signed with George Mason. I mean, they're loaded. You know, girls basketball is just such a it's a tough road, because you tend to see those teams that dominate, and then the teams that are not in that dominant aspect, they struggle mightily. And there's not as much parity in girls basketball as there is in boys basketball. And trying to explain that to other people who don't pay as close attention is difficult. Now, there is no doubt that we've seen an exodus of kids who go through City League middle school, and they're ending up out in the suburbs. I mean, we could go through. We can probably name 15 of the top players in the area who came from City League schools for middle school, or they went to high school there initially, and now they're out in the burbs. A lot of transfers. And I think that that's why we see such a rise of talent in the suburbs compared to what was in the City League. I'm not sure. Maybe that's a deep conversation for another day.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I would love to hear what coaches say about that. But certainly kids move around a lot. I mean, Derby girls have experienced that, where they've got a lot of vets who have been there since their freshman year. But then, you know, they have the move-in of Tatum Becher from Circle, you know, and Garyana Cobbin sat out the first semester, and she can't compete. So it happens on the girls' side as well. I just don't think that there's as many top-flight athletes as there are on the boys' side.
Joanna, very good. We appreciate it, as always. Hope to catch up with you soon. You headed to a game tomorrow or Friday? You watching your youngsters play?
Yep, I'm headed out to the McPherson tournament, which is always one of my favorites. I love going out there. It's always been such an incredible atmosphere. And if there's any place that is welcoming, I would say, well, they're all so good. I mean, the tournaments in the area, whether you're traveling or whether you're going to the El Dorado tournament, the Valley Center tournament, I mean, it's awesome to be a part of.
Talk with you soon. Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
See you. Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. That was a good conversation. It helps bring to a close our show today. We're very happy to be doing a show on Martin Luther King Day. Nothing I can add about Martin Luther King's influence on our country and on our race relations and civil rights. He was at the forefront of that. It's unfortunate that it was only about 50 or 60 years ago that he was leading those changes and making those things happen. But obviously, we're all grateful for the things that he did. There's also a video that WWE plays that, if you're going to Raw tonight, that is quite good. A Martin Luther King intro that they do every year. I think this one has a song by John Legend. So something to look for if you're headed out to Interest Bank Arena tonight. We'll give way to Wichita State's coaches' shows. Keitha Adams on the air at 6 o'clock, and then Butler basketball tonight at 7. Stay here on KFH for all of your sports-related needs, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. With open arms and open eyes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.